2 Chronicles 33. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. He did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh after the abominations of the nations whom Yahweh cast out before the children of Israel. For he built again the high places which Hezekiah his father had broken down. He made altars for the Baals, made Ashtaroth, worshipped all the stars, and served them. He built altars in the house of Yahweh, of which Yahweh said, "My name shall be in Jerusalem forever." So you see how a good man, Hezekiah, can have a bad son. And in fact, Hezekiah's father had been a very bad man, Ahaz. So you see how being a believer does not actually just run in the family. It can't be so that somebody is sort of spiritually strong with God because their mum and dad were. Everybody has got to make their own relationship with God, and that's why you can find very strong believers who have children who are unbelievers. You can find unbelievers who have children who are believers, because everybody has got to make their own relationship with God. And of course, parents try to help the children, put them on the right track, but everyone has got to make the journey themselves. Now, Manasseh was unusually wicked, and yet he reigned for the longest of all the kings. He reigned 55 years. You would think, why didn't God like get rid of him? Because he was so wicked, making people sin. And I think it was because he wanted to try by all means to get Manasseh to repent. And actually, Manasseh does repent in the end, which is wonderful. It just shows God's amazing patience. And he's trying with all kinds of people who we would have given up on. So I think the lesson is not to give up on anybody. He made his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom, and he practiced witchcraft. He worked much evil in the sight of Yahweh. He set the engraved image of the idol which he had made in God's house, the house of which God had said to David, "I will put my name there forever." So he goes and puts an idol in the holy place to show that now this temple is also for the idols. Now, of course, Paul says the same, that we should not defile the temple of God, and he's referring to what Manasseh did. He's saying that our lives, we are the temple of God, and we must not have idols within us, or else it's the same awful sort of behavior as putting an idol in the holy place of the temple. Manasseh seduced Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem so that they did more evil than the nations did whom Yahweh had destroyed before the children of Israel. Now, I think they were worse than the Gentiles because the Gentiles hadn't had the chance to know God, but they had. So knowledge brings responsibility. Therefore, Yahweh brought on them the captains of the army of the king of Assyria, who took Manasseh in chains and bound him with fetters and carried him to Babylon. When he was in distress, he begged Yahweh his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers. He prayed to him, and God heard him and brought him again to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that Yahweh was God. The idea is, when the Bible talks about knowing, often means he had a relationship. So, even Manasseh repented at the very end, and God heard him. And I think the angels of God must have been cheering that finally this man was given a long life and a long reign, that finally he got there. Now, after this, he built an outer wall to the city of David, and he encircled Ophel with it and raised it up to a very great height and put captains in all the fortified cities of Judah. He took away the foreign gods and the idol out of the house of Yahweh and all the altars that he had built in the mountain of the house of Yahweh and cast them out of the city. He built up the altar of Yahweh and offered thereon sacrifices of peace offerings and thanksgiving and commanded Judah to serve Yahweh. But the people sacrificed still in the high places, but only to Yahweh their God. So again, you see how mixed up the people were. They were still using these high places, which ought to have been destroyed. But they were using the idol shrines, like the idol altars, to offer sacrifice to Yahweh. That was not a good idea. Better to just get rid of them. Because we're so weak. If we leave things in our lives which remind us of idols and of the way of the flesh, we will likely go and worship the way we shouldn't. Now the rest of the acts of Manasseh and his prayer to his God and the words of the prophets who spoke to him in the name of Yahweh are written among the acts of the kings of Israel. His prayer also and how God was entreated of him and all his sin and his trespass before he humbled himself, they are written in the history of Hosea. So Manasseh slept with his fathers and they buried him in his own house and Amon his son reigned in his place. And it was indeed amazing that these prophets came and spoke to him and he said, yes, okay, you're right, humbled himself and repented after all those years. Just shows that in everybody there is a gap, a hole in their heart that only God and Jesus can fill. And if we're running against our conscience like Saul found, then we'll find it very difficult. This is what Jesus said to him. Why do you persecute me? It's hard for you to kick against the goads. So it is hard. And those who refuse to accept God's way, although they might appear to be happy and having a great life, actually their conscience has a problem and they are not happy deep inside them. Amon was 22 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. He did what was evil in the sight of Yahweh, as did Manasseh. Amon sacrificed to all the images which Manasseh his father had made and served them. He didn't humble himself before Yahweh as Manasseh his father had humbled himself, but Amon trespassed more and more. His servants plotted against him and killed him in his own house. But the people of the land killed all those who had conspired against King Amon, and the people of the land made Josiah his son king in his place. So this man Amon was only 22 and he became king and he died when he was 24. Whereas Manasseh his father was 12 when he became king and he reigned 55 years, so he died then at 67. You see how God works with people in a different way. He knew maybe that Amon was just not going to repent. He was a young man, he was given the chance to do better. And he absolutely didn't. And so God works differently with everybody. Some people he gives a long life, some people a short life. But he is working all the time to try to bring people to repentance. We've got to get with the program and say, yes, I'll be soft to God. I'll be sensitive. I won't be proud. And it's all down to pride. Absolutely every time. Manasseh humbled himself, but Amon couldn't humble himself or wouldn't humble himself. So it's so hard to be humble, but the biggest thing about humility is admitting that I was wrong, that I've sinned. And that's what we've got to learn to do.